This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, put up a post on, yes, Facebook yesterday, confirming that his company has been testing drones over in the United Kingdom. The basic idea is to beam internet service down from them using lasers. These aren't, by the way, quadcopters. These things are eventually going to have a wingspan wider than a Boeing 737, so they're big. Amazon, meanwhile, has also headed to the UK to test its drone delivery service. Why, you ask, all this anglophilia for drone testing? In one word, regulation. Here in the States, the FAA has proposed some rules that would allow some commercial drone use, but those rules are far from final, and permission does right now have to be given on a case-by-case basis. So, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson took a look at the possibilities for the U.S.-based drone industry in waiting.
Real estate agents, photographers, farmers, the list of people who might want to use drones at work is long and varied. But for now, they're largely grounded, says John Resnick. He works for DJI, a company that makes drones for personal and commercial use.
For us, that means a host of people who are ready to start operating commercially now are kind of on hold. So it's tending to have a little bit of a strangling effect on the industry.
Especially when you compare the U.S. to other places in Europe, Australia, or Canada, says Brendan Shulman. He's with the law firm Kramer Levin.
They have had a regulatory framework in place for commercial drones for a number of years, and it's a much more permissive framework.
Shulman says it could take another 2 years or so before the FAA has final rules in place. Last month, the agency released a draft for unmanned aircraft under 55 pounds, limiting flights to daytime and certain heights, among other things. It says it needs to balance safety and privacy with the economic potential these drones might represent.
It strikes me as a great start.
Brian Wynn is the president of the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. But he says the regulatory delays do have a cost.
$23 million a day.
That's what he figures a mature industry might generate once it's cleared for takeoff.
It's probably not as huge a cost today as it could be later, but the bottom line is the sooner we can fly, the sooner we can add value.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.